happy to have each and every one of you. Glory to God. Some more has came in, and we just thank you for being, amen, in the house of the Lord today. I think the Lord has spoke to our heart to share with you something, amen. And we're going through a trying time in this day and hour, ladies and gentlemen, amen. And can I tell you, amen, according to the Word of God, this thing's not going to get any better. It's going to wax worse and worse is what the Scripture says. But I was reading the other day, and this just spoke to me. Amen. Psalm 57 and verse number 1, where the Bible said, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed." I hope you got that right there. That's enough to shout about right there. Hallelujah. "I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. He said, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves." Selah. Now listen at verse number 7, because this is where we want to take our text. When he said, "My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." Amen to the Lord. I want to ask you a question this morning. Is your heart fixed? Is your heart fixed? Glory to God. Come on, lift your hand and just thank him for the word. Father, I give you praise today. I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that we feel in our midst. Lord, for these songs that have already encouraged us and just strengthened us. And now, Lord, for your precious word. And we just ask you now, Lord, to let us preach your word. Not our thoughts and not our opinions, Lord, but help me to preach your word today. Father, I need your anointing today. I need the touch of God right now. And I'm asking you to touch, Lord, and let us preach with power and with the anointing of the Lord in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Is your heart fixed?" Hallelujah. Now that word fixed, amen, that word fixed, it actually means prepared. Amen, prepared. It is believed that by most commentaries that Psalm 57 here was written while David was hiding in a cave, while hiding from the presence of King Saul. And if you remember, David at that time in his life, he was just swarmed with troubles. Troubles at home, troubles in the kingdom. King Saul had already vowed to kill David because of jealousy. You remember that? And now David here is being pursued by Saul and his men. And so David takes refuge here in a cave. And I began to ponder about that the other day as the Lord led us to these scriptures. And I want you to see this morning, a picture that I got in my mind about David living in a cave right now, or dwelling, I should say, in a cave. It wouldn't have been so bad, but David knew about the anointing of God. Come on, friend. I said David knew about the anointing of God. He could remember that day when the prophet Samuel came to the house of Jesse, his father, and there in 1 Samuel 16 and 13, and Samuel began to, God told Samuel that I've got me a king there at Jesse's house, and the Bible said that Samuel took that horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is, when the anointing comes upon you, you know it. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, you'll know it. David remembered that day of how that the prophet Samuel anointed him. He also remembered the boldness that came to him that day when he was just a little lad and went out one day, and the Bible said he slew that Philistine named Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 37 talks about this. But in the scriptures he reveals to the king the confidence that David had in God. Saul didn't want him to go because he knew that David was just a lad, and it did look like the odds was stacked against him. But David remembered about the lion that came and he slew that lion and the bear and how he was just a child. But the confidence David revealed, remembered the confidence that he had in God and the assurance of God. And now this same David, friend, he's hiding in a cave. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe God ordained that cave for David to think about some things. Amen. And today I got to thinking about all of these problems that we're going through. I want you to know, every family that's in this building today, we have been affected by what is going on in this land. Can I hear a good amen? The high gas prices, amen. The threat of nuclear war. Many have talking about the microchip that the president wants us all to have, amen. In the year 2013, I just read yesterday in our beloved America, where seemingly every day it is changing for the worse. But just yesterday in Orange County, California, a law had been passed that prohibits personal Bible study in your own home. So perhaps you're here like David in Psalm 57, and you find yourself in a cave of fear, in a cave of worry, in a cave of despair. But I like what David says here in his time in the cave. And I think this morning, church, we need to take the same action that David took, that we too can say in Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. I know I'm living in a tough time. I know I'm living in the last days. I know I'm living in a trying time, but my heart is prepared. My heart is fixed to serve you and to worship you and to praise your name. Somebody give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. What David is saying is he's hiding from the presence of Saul. Amen. When he said, my heart is fixed, God began to talk to him and deal with him. Amen. David is saying, in this trial that I'm in, or in this hour of misunderstanding, in this hour of frustration, my heart is still prepared to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thought about David here in the cave. Amen. Brother Larry, he could have done some other things. Amen. He could have pouted and felt sorry for himself. Amen. He could have griped and he could have complained and blamed others. Hello. He could have given up to his fears. Amen. But no, we read in Psalm 57, 9 through 11, he said, I'll praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I'll sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great under the heavens, and thy truth under the clouds. He said, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let thy glory be above all the earth. Hallelujah. Church, I'm telling you, while in the cave, he began to remember his God. Hallelujah. Let me remind you today that David was a good soldier. He was a valiant warrior. He had a great mind, a great leader. He was an awesome worshiper and praiser. But at that moment, instead of trusting in himself, he said, I'm going to trust in God. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody today, church, church. Glory to God. It's time that we put our whole trust in the Lord. I've been telling you and telling you and telling you, this is out of man's hands. It's God's plan. It's God's ordained. We got to get our hearts fixed. We got to have our hearts prepared to trust Him. Somebody shout amen to trust Him. Hallelujah. Oh, now listen, I got to preach to you this morning. I don't want to hurt your feelings in any way, but as a preacher of the gospel, I've got to warn you and caution you not to put your trust in yourselves. Hello? Because I know you've made it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I've got to caution you and warn you not to put your trust in yourselves, what you have obtained in this life, your riches or your education, material things, talent or knowledge. Honey, we got to fully, wholly, completely trust the Lord. I believe that's what David did. Hallelujah. I'm not going in all of the detail, but Saul came right into that cave where David was. Amen. I want to tell you, it's time that we fully, wholly, completely trust the Lord. Glory to God. The enemy may be all around us. My God, I feel this. I said the enemy may feel like he's closing in, but if you wholly, fully, completely trust Him, He's able to lift you up. He's able to make a way where there seemeth none. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. Go back and read that story about this cave experience when David was there. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. The Bible said, Paul said this. He said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. I want to tell you this morning, one of the most condemning signs of the last day, hear me, is the sin of pride. I'm going to say that again. The most condemning sign of the last days that we're in is pride. Sadly, it's not all in the world. It's done slipped in the church. In the book of Revelation, in the church of at Laodicea, the last of the church, seven churches, or if you would, what many Bible scholars believe that we're in the last church age, Jesus said in Revelation 3 and 17, He said, because thou sayest, I am rich, talking about themselves. God didn't say it. The people said, I'm rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. Jesus said, knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? The Lord continued in the 18th verse, and He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness did not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest seest. What He's really saying to us today, Jesus is saying, only with you have me in your life, you're rich. Only when you have me in your life, you're going to see perfectly. Only when you have me in your life, you're going to be strong. Only when you have me in your life, you're going to be at peace. Hallelujah. See, when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, when he said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You got to understand, amen, that the time to take heed, now listen, the time to take heed is not when you're stumbling, not when you're falling, but it's when you're standing tall and firm. My God, I see a picture of our America today. Standing, falling, tall and turn, and not firm and not giving God a second choice. We have a president today who refuses to put his hand over his heart. I don't know about you. Somebody said, well, they don't have to. Well, this country was founded on tradition values. Somebody said, I'm sick of that. That's what's wrong. We need to get sick of sin and have a love of God and a love of this country one more time. Hallelujah. You see, when Paul wrote that day, when he talked about, when he said in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You got to understand some things today, friend. We're living in a time now where pride is evident. Amen. When people, he's talking about people who think I've got it made. People who think I have arrived. People who think I don't need help from anybody. That's when you need to take heed lest you fall. But I got some good news. Somebody said, well, that sure ain't me today, Pastor. Well, good, because I got some good news. If you feel like you're stumbling, if you feel like you're falling, if you feel like you're hiding in a cave, just listen real good, because God is talking. Just listen real good, because God's wanting to encourage. Just get your heart fixed. Get your heart prepared. Have your ear in tune with what thus saith the Lord. Come on and give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. See, if you will listen, God is speaking to us. Amen. You are in a cave this morning for a reason. You're not to live there. You're not to dwell there. But I honestly believe God ordained that cave for David, that David could hear the voice of the Lord and get strong. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. God's ordained a cave for you today. Amen. Not for you to dwell, not for you to live there, but for you to witness the power and the mercy of God and to see the salvation of the Lord. Look at Psalm 57 and 1 and that part again where he said, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. He's talking about the presence and in the strength of the Lord. And he said, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Oh, I nearly shouted when he said, until these calamities be overpassed, or until these calamities are gone. I've got to tell you, the devil wants you to remain in your hour of depression. He wants to keep you in your hour of despair. He wants you to stay in your hour of hurt. But God says, only until... Only until these calamities are past. All that shouting ground there, friend. David's calamity's past, and yours will too. If your heart is fixed, if your heart is prepared, they'll pass. Somebody praise him. They will pass. Woo! Oh, my heart is fixed. My heart is prepared to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David's calamity's past, and yours will too. In your cave this morning, whatever it is, I pray that your heart is fixed. Come on now. I pray that your heart is prepared, hallelujah, to praise him and to worship him and to serve him and to trust him. Glory to God. I thought of about old Daniel here. Everybody remembers him, and you remember his situation, because the Bible said an excellent spirit was found in Daniel because of the anointing that was upon his life. Because he refused and ceased not to pray, he was hated, he was looked down upon, And King Darius, who loved Daniel, he was tricked, and he signed a decree that said nobody was to pray. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking like I've got three heads up here. This could come to America. Come on now, this could come to America. Amen. Nobody was to pray or ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, or else he'd be cast into the den of lions. Daniel in 6 and 10, I love this. He says Daniel knew about the threat. Daniel knew the writing was signed. But the Bible said he went into his house and the windows being opened. Oh, that a preach right there. Honey, our windows need to be open. I said, our windows need to be open today. Glory to God. The devil's trying to go around and shutting windows. My heart is prepared. My windows are open. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to worship the Lord. I'm going to live for God. Somebody praise him. Oh, I'm saying, it's your heart fixed. Scripture says he went into his house, the windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. And the scripture said he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. What are you telling me, Pastor? Daniel prayed as he was accustomed of praying. It wasn't something that just came upon him. His heart was fixed. And he continued to pray. Come on. He didn't just start praying when time got bad. He had prayed that when times was good. He prayed that when he was in Jerusalem. But now he's in captivity. Now he's in the mighty city of Babylon, full of idolatry and full of demon worship. But his heart was prepared. I'm going to serve the only true and living God. I'm trying to tell somebody, we need to get our heart fixed. We need to get our heart prepared to praise him and to worship him right now. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, are you sure your heart's fixed? He prayed as he was accustomed of praying. He prayed for Jerusalem. He prayed for the remnant there. He prayed for those that were in captivity with himself. And sure enough, Daniel 6 and 16, the Bible said they cast Daniel into the den of lions. But something wonderful happened in that cave. The Bible said in Daniel 6 and 22, King Darius couldn't sleep all that night, Brother Billy. He liked Daniel. He got up early that morning. He fasted that night. Got up early that morning. Cried out to Daniel there in the lion's den. Asked him, was his God able to save him? Daniel 6 and 22, Daniel said, God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. You know what happened? You know what happened? A revival broke out in all of that land. King Darius said, amen, I'm going to make a decree. I don't need your help from the smart alecks. I'm going to make a decree that the God of Daniel, he is the living God. I'm trying to tell somebody, I know you're in a cave. I know you're going through a hard time. I know you're going through a trial. But get your heart prepared and praise him and worship him. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Come on and praise his name. Give the Lord a good wave offering of praise. My Lord, ladies and gentlemen, we need our heart fixed. We need our hearts prepared today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're living in a day and hour right now. Suddenly, momentarily, anything could happen. Anything could change. Amen. Hallelujah. Is your heart fixed this morning? Is your heart fixed? Glory to God. Is your heart prepared to praise the Lord and to worship Him? Amen. I couldn't help but think of one more this morning, my Lord. Where does time go when you're having fun? I couldn't help but think of the great story of Abraham. You remember that when God called him to offer his only son, Isaac, as a sacrifice. Let me remember that. Amen. Proven there, the Bible said, God said, now I know that you love me. Now I know you hear me. But in Genesis 22, 1 and 2, just want to share with you this morning very quickly. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. He said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there, listen, ladies and gentlemen, as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. You have to understand, the Sunday school class that's studying about the tabernacles, I don't know if they got into it or not, but they will, because this was a custom that they learned. When they would offer up a lamb or a ram or whatever, it just wasn't that they killed him and put it on that altar. I want to tell you something, church. They had to cut off, and I don't mean to get gross or anything like that before lunch, but they had to cut off every limb that they had. And then they had to stack it upon one another and then burn it. And God said, I want you to do that to Isaac. Are you hearing me? You talking about a cave? You talking about a cave? Hallelujah. I hear these guys talking about how Abraham just went and grabbed his son and off they went. I want to tell you, I know how the devil works, and you do too. And Brother Dale, I believe every step that Abraham took, the devil was right there with him. Are you serious? Are you crazy? You're going to slay your own son. I believe he didn't give him any rest. Are you sure? Are you sure you heard from God? Now, you know God ain't going to do anything like that. But Abraham had his heart fixed. Oh, yeah, Abraham had his heart prepared. And, honey, he was going on. I'm not telling you the journey wasn't tough. I ain't telling you the journey wasn't hard. But Abraham knew God. Oh, I said Abraham knew God. And he knew that God had the power, glory to God, to raise his son up again. Hallelujah. I want to show you something here. Hallelujah. I can almost imagine and hear the conversation between the father and son. Isaac, no doubt, had seen his father sacrifice many a time, but he was confused. Because the Bible said in Genesis 22 and 7, Isaac said, Father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8, powerful answer, a prophetic answer. Abraham was just in all sincerity, all full of trust. You know what he said? Genesis 22 and 8, my son, God will provide. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. You know what happened on Mount Calvary? God provided himself a lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you this morning is Abraham knew what he had to do. And his heart was fixed and his heart was prepared. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost say that again. Abraham knew what he had to do, and he knew God would protect and provide. Amen. I love what the psalmist said, until these calamities have passed by. Abraham's heart was fixed. He fully trusted the Lord. I want to tell you what the writer of Hebrews says about this story. The writer of Hebrews, many think it's Apostle Paul, Amen. And while I'm preaching, I'm going to say it's Paul, okay? The Hebrew writer said, by faith, in Hebrews 11, 17 and 19, I didn't put it on there, Brother Rick. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall the seed be called. Here's the clincher. Verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. In other words, his heart was so fixed. His heart was so prepared. He said, if I have to go through and cut my son up into pieces, if I have to set him afire, God is able to put it back together. I said, God is able to put it back together and to restore him. Oh, I got to tell somebody, when your heart is fixed, he'll restore it. When your heart is prepared, he will restore the joy of our salvation. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. The devil has lied to some of you. I said the devil has lied to some of you. Some of you need to get your heart fixed. Some of you need to get your heart prepared. The devil has lied to you and told you he has your children. He has your grandkids. You'll never see them. You need to get your heart prepared and say, Mr. Devil, God is able to restore. God is able to bring them back. God is able to save. God is able. Somebody shout amen. God is able. Come on, musicians. Woo! Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise in the house of God. Oh, your heart's got to be fixed. Your heart's got to prepare. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a powerful God. David's in that cave. Stand with us. David's in that cave, running from the very presence of evil itself. Hundreds are with Saul, breathing down upon David. And David's in that cave. Hallelujah. Oh, there's some messages right there. There's some messages. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, help me stay on this one. But he's there. And Wes, he's not fearful. God's talking to him. I want to tell somebody today, that's the only way that we're going to make it, is when we hear the voice of the Lord. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is things that's coming upon this land that the Bible said men's hearts are going to fail them for the fear that is coming upon this nation. I want to encourage you this morning. It's time we got past of what church membership. It's time we got past of how many times we've been baptized. It's time we got past, my Lord, you'll never hear me say this again, but it's time we got past our tithe and offering. But it's time we strengthen our relationship with the Heavenly Father. Come on, give the Lord a hand. And Saul's in there. David sees him. David eyes him. How many knows the scripture that tells us in Psalm 23, he's the Lord's even able to prepare us a table in the presence of our enemies. And Saul is there. David just begins to reminisce how he trusted God. David just began to reminisce how powerful and how mighty God was and how mighty God is. Hallelujah. Amen. Is your heart fixed this morning to praise him? I pray it is. Is your heart prepared this morning to worship? Well, Brother Smith, you don't know what I'm facing at home. Your heart needs to be fixed. We got to praise him in our time of trouble. Hello? I mean, my Lord, anybody can praise him when everything's going good. Can I hear a good amen? Anybody can praise him when the kids are not throwing a fit. Jason? Anybody can praise him when the bills are being paid. Anybody can praise him when you got money in the bank. Anybody can praise him when no bad phone calls or letters. But it takes somebody whose heart is prepared that when hell is breathing down their neck, that when the devil says, I've got your children and I'm not going to let them go, our hearts need to be prepared. Our hearts need to be fixed and say, I'm going to praise the Lord anyway. I'm going to trust him anyway. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to live for him anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is your heart fixed? Is your heart prepared? Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. I'm closing. Ladies and gentlemen, the only hope we have is the coming of Jesus. Our hearts must be fixed. We got to be saved. We got to be looking for him. I'm going to close with this morning. I am persuaded that the enemy, hear me, family. Hear me, friends. I am persuaded that the enemy is going to continue to try us. I am persuaded that the enemy is going to continue to tempt us. I am persuaded that the enemy is going to continue to try to trip us up. But I've got to tell you, he is defeated and the blood of Jesus is against him. Oh, I said the blood of Jesus is against the devil. Somebody shout amen. So you may be in a cave. You may be going through some things that this church don't have a clue about. You may be facing some things in your body. You may be facing some things in your past. They're haunting. I don't know. 2 Corinthians 4:17. This is why we have an edge this morning on the devil. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What's he trying to say, Brother Smith? He's trying to say, your light affliction, whatever your trial is, whatever your hardship is, your care, your turmoil, your sickness, when you compare it to Calvary, when you compare it to heaven, when you compare it to Jesus, it's but a lot of things. It's but a lot of things. Oh, I'm about to shout. My heart is prepared. I already know it's but a lot of affliction. Because one of these glad, glorious days, we're going to a place where there is no death, where there is no pain, where there is no heartache. Somebody give God a hand of praise. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you this morning. We thank you for the Spirit of God that we feel right now. Lord, we feel just a spirit of prayer in this place. I'm asking you, Lord, that when we give the altar call, let it be 100%. Let all of our hearts be fixed. Let all of our hearts be prepared to worship you and to trust you and to serve you. In Jesus' name, come on around the altar right now. Oh, if your heart ain't fixed, it's a good time to get it fixed. But if your heart is fixed, let's praise him and let's thank him and let's glorify him. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, don't leave anybody in the pew that the heart is not fixed. Oh, just take their hand and ask them to come join us around the altar of prayer. Come on. Glory to God. Come on, saints of God. Let's get started.